online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, HICWA has published the report of unannounced inspections at three centres in Donegal, all of which were found to require improvements to the premises. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty launched a scathing attack on the tonnister in the Dáil today, telling him to get his head out of the sand. There could be some heated exchanges at the County House tomorrow as the Minister with responsibility for flood relief is meeting with local councillors. There's been another paramilitary-style attack in Derry, and the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says homeowners are losing faith in the promised Mica redress scheme. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Health Information and Quality Authority has published the report of unannounced inspections at three centres in Donegal, all of which were found to require improvements to the premises. They are the Shiel Hospital Ballyshannon, Buncrana Community Hospital and the Rock Nursing Unit Ballyshannon. Fire safety concerns were expressed with regards to both Ballyshannon facilities, while issues in Buncrana were restricted to design and layout. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Inspectors found Buncrana Community Hospital to be compliant in all areas apart from ongoing issues with the design and layout of the premises. In particular, the report says multi-occupancy rooms did not provide adequate private accommodation. The report into the Shiel Hospital in Ballyshannon found less than 50% of staff had attended training in dementia care and the management of responsive behaviours. The premises did not meet the needs of residents in terms of the layout and size of a number of single and twin bedrooms, and the communal lounge and dining room did not provide enough space. Adequate precautions were not taken to ensure external fire escapes provided a safe means of exit, and fire drill records did not provide assurances that staff would be able to carry out a safe horizontal evacuation within an acceptable time frame. At the Rock Nursing Unit, concerns were raised about staffing, in particular whether adequate staff were available at night to ensure that fire safety evacuations could be undertaken in a safe and timely manner. As part of the urgent action plan issued, the inspector requested that a fire evacuation drill be carried out with the revised nighttime staffing levels. The inspectors found the layout of multi-occupancy rooms in the Rock Nursing Unit did not ensure the privacy and dignity of residents, in particular in rooms acting as an access route between other areas.
A link to all three reports is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty launched a scathing attack on the tonnister in the Dáil today, telling him to get his head out of the sand. Deputy Doherty appealed to Simon Coveney to introduce a rent freeze in a bid to help tackle the homeless crisis. In September, there were 55 adults accessing local authority-managed emergency accommodation in the northwest, including five families representing a total of 17 children. Tonnister Simon Coveney argued that the issue lies with housing stock, something he says the government is working towards increasing. Deputy Doherty demanded the tonnister explain to those forced into emergency accommodation what action is being taken by the government to address the crisis.
Tonnister, it's time that you got your head out of the sand. It's time that you actually got the point. Your plan is not working, and no matter how much spin and statistics you put out there, it doesn't wash. The reality is, to rent in this city, in terms of new rental, it is over €2,000. In your own home city of Cork, it is €1,300. Now, you may think that those levels of rent are acceptable, but they are not to ordinary people out there. The reality is, since you took office, homelessness has increased by over 67%, and child homelessness has gone up by 81%. But the worst case of all of this here is the damage that we are doing as a society to these children. We have heard from the front line, children who cannot crawl, toddlers who cannot walk. Now, I'm a father, as are you. One of the most best experience ever was standing there and looking at your child taking the first steps. Under your government, you're denying these children able to the development milestones that normal children should be able to achieve. So take to your feet and tell those children, tell those parents that your plan is working, but it's not. Tell the renters who are paying €2,000 that your plan is working. It is not. You need to get your head out of the sand. You need to invest appropriately, and you need to introduce a rent freeze so that we stop this massive craziness of landlords increasing rent and putting families into homelessness.
There could be some heated exchanges at the County House this week as the Minister with responsibility for flood relief is meeting with local councillors. Minister for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Moran, is due in Lifford tomorrow morning and will be meeting with the full council to discuss issues affecting the county. Concern has already been expressed earlier this week over major flooding issues, particularly south of the county, including flood relief measures for Donegal Town and other infrastructural works in the area. Councillor Micheál Nocton says the minister needs to come to Donegal with a plan in hand.
After the October flooding in Donegal Town, we requested that Donegal County Council write to Minister Moran and request that he come to the county and that. And glad to hear that he's coming to the county tomorrow, but I just hope he's not coming as a tick in the box exercise or basically just coming for a photo shoot, because basically we heard all the lip service before and basically we want him to be coming with a plan for Donegal Town, because Donegal Town has been flooded 3 times in the last 4 years. People out of their homes. I mean, this is unacceptable at this day and age. So we will request him fund upon Boxer-Moran tomorrow, and I hope he just come on with funding basically for Donegal Town.
Now, when the town was hit in the last couple of months, you know, the government did provide some funding as an interim measure, but you're looking for something more.
Yes, I mean, that basically was to relieve a bridge that basically was out of Brookfield, but also basically we have a serious issue around Donegal Town and that, with the rivers and flooding. I mean, as you rightly said, the 4th of October basically was huge flooding in Donegal Town. Now, that has to be addressed basically, and basically there has to be a barrier built for the river, and we're requesting that from the minister, because basically families, basically, you know, 3 times in the last 4 years, it's unacceptable at this stage. He's meeting, as you rightly said, he's meeting all the councillors at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in Lifford, but he's also meeting the Donegal MD at 9:45, and that because, as I said previous, we've sent in a request looking to meet him in relation to the issues that we have around Donegal Town. Donegal Town is one of the worst parts of the county that's been flooded on the last number of occasions, and we're hoping that basically he's coming with some funding or basically telling us what's going to happen in relation to Donegal Town going forward.
Someone in the public sector will have to be held responsible for the Dáil printer controversy, according to Fianna Fáil. This morning it was revealed the entire cost of work done while buying and installing a new printer in the Oireachtas was more than €1.8 million. Significant remodelling of the printing room had to be carried out as the printer didn't fit. South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry says it's pure incompetence.
I mean, would you last the rest of the day in the private sector? You certainly wouldn't be there after a month. And I think in this instance, people are entitled to look for ahead, because we cannot have a level of autopilot that leads to waste and loss of money, which is down to pure incompetence.
There's been another paramilitary-style attack in Derry. Police say a man in his 30s was shot in the leg in the Ballymurgorty area of the city last night. The incident has been condemned by the chair of the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership, Councillor Sandra Duffy. Trevor Keegan has more.
Shortly after 10 o'clock, the victim and another man were walking towards the shop on Dunluce Court. Two masked men, one of whom was carrying a handgun, approached them, and the victim was pushed down onto a grassy area where he was shot. The man was rushed to hospital, where he's being treated for what's being described as a non-life-threatening injury. One of the suspects is described as being approximately 5'5" tall and wore a black hooded top and grey tracksuit bottoms and Nike trainers. The second suspect was 5'7" tall and also wore a black hooded top with black jogger-type bottoms, black trainers and white socks. The PSNI say their investigations are at an early stage and they are working to establish a motive. Appealing to any witnesses to come forward, Detective Inspector Michael Winters said to carry out such an attack in a residential area was reckless, and it's fortunate no one else was injured.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says homeowners are losing faith in the promised MICA redress scheme. Hopes of the scheme being published this side of Christmas are said to be fading fast, with the Taoiseach stating that the terms and conditions are still being finalised. Councillor Marshall McDermott says given the track record of lengthy delays and timelines between previous announcements, there are genuine fears that it could be years yet before any of the affected homes are fixed. He says people are simply fed up at this stage.
We've had so many times and so many announcements that brought people's hopes up. You get all these false dawns and this is going to happen and this is going to happen next week, but nothing has happened. We're now 2 years from the first announcement and still nothing has happened. We're now waiting on the Attorney General to sign off on the redress scheme. How long is that going to take? The last time that the Attorney General had a sign-off and paperwork to do with the mica, it took up to 6 months. At a time of year when Santa should be the main topic of conversation, we find that in a lot of houses that's not the case. The case is that they're living in fear, thinking of another winter. There's water running into houses. There's children not able to sleep at night because of the situation that their parents are in and the discussions that's been had with the fear of the mica in their houses. We're at a point now where people are really frustrated and people are sort of giving up hope on this.
Even from what you're saying, that it could be another while before there's shovels in the ground, at least with the publication of that scheme, there could be a map to show people the way forward.
Well, if there was a publication of the scheme, at least we would know what the stipulations are, what's going to happen, how the process is going to happen, and we would have be able to, you know, sit down with the council and work out a timeline, what that's going to take. We can't even put a timeline together at the moment because we don't even know what the stipulations are. We don't even know what the redress scheme's going to hold. So even if it was announced tomorrow morning, you're probably looking at 6 months before any work could start at any house. So that's into the middle of next year. And who knows what's going to happen? There could be a general election. And then what happens? Does that all be put back in the back burner to after there's a general election?
The police commander in charge on the day of the Hillsborough disaster has been cleared of gross negligence manslaughter. He had been accused of being culpable for the deaths of 95 Liverpool fans in a crash at the 1989 FA Cup semi-final. The prosecution argued he had a personal responsibility. His defence lawyer said he'd been a target of blame. Assistant Commissioner Rob Beckley, who led the criminal investigation, has defended its multi-million pound cost.
For those who've been affected by it, any price is appropriate, and that's what we've got to always remember. It's for them that it's right that we try and bottom this matter out.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Europa League football. In Group F, Manchester United are away from home and they're trailing against FC Astana. United led early on by a goal to nil. That came from Jesse Lingard, who is captain for the game. It was inside the opening 10 minutes, but in the second half, United conceded twice in the space of 7 minutes. Shamko on 55, and then Bernard with an OG on 62 minutes, and they have, 23 minutes or so left to play. United trailing 2-1 in that game. Granit Xhaka may make his first appearance since being stripped of the captaincy when Arsenal face Eintracht Frankfurt at the Emirates Stadium tonight in the competition. A win or a draw will be enough for the Gunners to reach the last 32. That one kicks off at 8 o'clock. Celtic are already into the knockout stage. They play Rennet Parkhead also at 8. If Rangers beat Feyenoord in Holland and Young Boys win or draw against Porto, then Steven Gerrard's side will go through. And Wolves will book their spot in the next phase if they can take a point away to Braga in Portugal. The jury at the Hillsborough trial has returned a verdict of not guilty on a charge of manslaughter against a former South Yorkshire Police Superintendent. David Duckenfield was in command at the 1989 FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. 96 people were unlawfully killed in a crush at the Sheffield Stadium during the match. Locally in soccer, Kieran Gallagher is the latest player to move away from Finn Harps. The goalkeeper confirmed on Twitter today that he will not be staying at Finn Park next year. Gallagher spent a decade at the Balbuffet side, but has found it difficult with injuries over the past year. He said his next move will be focusing more on coaching and developing young players and keepers. Dundalk have announced the departure of 27-year-old left-back Dean Jarvis. The Derry native spent 2 years at Oriel Park, winning 2 Premier Division titles. Jarvis also picked up an FAI Cup, an EA Sports Cup, a President's Cup and a Unite the Union Champions Cup medal. His next club has not been confirmed, but it's reported today that Jarvis wants a move closer to home. In athletics, Donegal's Brendan Boyce and Katrina Jennings were among the winners at today's National Athletics Awards in Dublin. Finn Valleyman Boyce was named the Endurance Athlete of the Year. In the sweltering heat of Doha at the World Championships, the Milford native moonwalked his way across the line in a brilliant sixth position in the 50-kilometre walk. Former Olympic marathon runner from Letterkenny, Katrina Jennings, won the Ultra Runner of the Year. She finished third in one of the world's most prestigious and competitive ultra marathons in South Africa. And in September, she finished seventh in the 50k World Championships in Romania as she broke her own Irish record by 5 minutes. Ciara McGeehan was named the 2019 Athlete of the Year. Well, in Gaelic Games, Sunday will be a special day for Niamh Connell as they look to take their first ever Ulster Senior Football Championship title. Standing between the Donegal champions and glory is Down Kingpin's Kilcoo. Here's former Niamh Connell player and manager Martin Doherty, head of the game.
I think from an outsider's point of view, looking at this game against Kilcoo, I think people looking from the outside think that, you know, Niamh Connell are going in probably as strong favourites based on what they watched against Derry Connolly, you know, the Derry Connolly Kilcoo game. But I think people are being a wee bit naive there because Kilcoo have huge experience in Ulster. They haven't won it. They've won 7 out of the last 8 Down championships. And they've contested 2 Ulster finals and beaten 2 semi-finals, you know, inside the last decade. So Kilcoo's going to be very hungry. They're going to see this is a huge chance for them to get over the line.
And you can hear more from Martin Doherty and indeed other representatives from the club and indeed people from the local Glenties and Fintown area in the GA programme, which was broadcast live last night from Leo's. It's available now to listen back to on highlandradio.com. Ulster rugby head coach Dan McFarland has named his side to take on the Scarlets in the Pro 14 at the Kingspan Stadium on Friday evening. There are a number of personnel changes to the side. The big Clermont 18-13 in the Heineken Champions Cup last weekend. Lewis Luddock will earn his 100th cap for the province, 5 years on from making his debut against the same opposition. And Jan van Graan has named his Munster side to take on Edinburgh, also in the Pro 14 tomorrow. There are 14 changes to the side, which took on Racing in the Heineken Cup last weekend. It's a big night in snooker for Cork star Ross Bullman. He takes on the 5-time world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan in the first round of the UK Championships this evening. The 18-year-old from Yeovil gets underway against the Rocket at 7 o'clock in York. And finally, looking ahead to tonight here on Highland on the Score sports programme, Keith Cowan will be in studio to talk about his time at Finn Park. Last year's captain announced this week that he will not be returning to Harps next year. Brendan Kilcoyne and Dom Corrigan will look at this weekend's Ulster Senior Club Championship final. That's on the Score tonight. Throws in just after the 7 o'clock news and presented by Dermot Doherty. I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after 8. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Donegal Investment Group, formerly Donegal Creameries, has indicated a significant capital project is expected to double capacity in its Killigordon-based business. It comes as the group reports higher revenues and profits for the year to the end of August, with growth in the seed, potato and specialist dairy businesses. Greg Hughes has more.
Over the year to the end of August, group revenue grew by 11.4%, while profit from operational activities increased by over 61%. The report says its nomadic brand, Speciality Dairy Products, saw double-digit growth in Ireland and the UK, and while there were some constraints as a result of adverse weather, Donegal's seed potato business saw increased demand for its proprietary varieties. On Brexit, the report says the company is very mindful of the challenges presented, but remains confident in the strength of its brand and management's ability to deliver continued double-digit growth. During the year, the company sold off its animal feed business, Smith's, with Chairman Geoffrey Vann saying the group will continue its strategic review to assess all options available to the group to maximise shareholder value. He also confirmed that work's underway at the company's Killigordon facility, which will see capacity at the plant doubled into the future.
Green Party MEP Grace O'Sullivan has welcomed a vote in the European Parliament to back a declaration that there's a climate emergency. A majority of MEPs backed the resolution early this morning, putting the issue at the centre of the Parliament's agenda. It comes ahead of the UN Climate Change Conference in Madrid next week. Grace O'Sullivan says the vote will put pressure on next week's conference to take action.
It's a really clear signal that real action has to be taken. The science is there, the evidence is there. We're hearing of sea level rise fires and you know, all kinds of extreme weather events. So now is the time that we've put the pressure on that for action to be taken at the COP25 meeting.
IBEC has outlined a number of priorities in the Northwest, which the organisation believes would result in a more sustainable and balanced future. According to IBEC, Ireland has reached potentially the greatest moment in its economic history and has the resources at its disposal to develop greater regional prosperity. Helen Leahy, Senior Regional Policy Executive at IBEC, says while the region faces a number of capacity restraints in terms of accessibility and connectivity, the signing of the National Broadband Plan was a significant step in the right direction.
We have seen government approve the National Broadband Plan last week, which is a very welcome development, because the lack of access to high-speed broadband has been and is a major barrier to growth. And we have over one-third of premises in the North West region that are dependent on the National Broadband Plan for access to high-speed broadband. The plan, we think it's going to be of huge benefit, particularly to SMEs. It will also make remote working more possible.
Weather now, cloud and patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle will clear this evening, with drier conditions and some clear spells gradually extending. It will be dry and cold tonight, with temperatures falling to between -2 and +2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health Information and Quality Authority has published the reports of unannounced inspections at three centres in Donegal, all of which were found to require improvements to the premises. They are the Shiel Hospital Ballyshannon, Buncrana Community Hospital and the Rock Nursing Unit in Ballyshannon. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has launched a scathing attack on the tarnished in the Dáil today, telling him to get his head out of the sand. Deputy Doherty appealed to Simon Coveney to introduce a rent freeze in a bid to help tackle the homeless crisis. There could be some heated exchanges at the County House this week as the Minister with responsibility for flood relief is meeting with local councillors. Minister for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Morne, is due in Lifford tomorrow morning and will be meeting with the full council to discuss issues affecting the county. And the Gaelic of the initial municipal district says homeowners are losing faith in the promised MICA redress scheme. Hopes of the scheme being published this side of Christmas are said to be fading fast, with the Taoiseach stating that the terms and conditions are still being finalised. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 28th of November. The death has taken place of Bridie Doherty, Leofin, Linsford, Buncrana. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny this evening at 7:15, going to her late residence. Her remains will leave there on Sunday morning at 9:30 to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 10 o'clock Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Day Centre, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Eamon McBride, Abbey View, Rathmullen. His remains will repose at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 10:30 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Daniel Callaghan, Green Hill, Carrigans. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral on Saturday morning, leaving his home at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, followed by removal to Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, for private cremation. House private, please. Family flowers only, please, at the request of the deceased. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, Morris Tamney Fanad. His remains are reposing at the residence of his son John Gallagher Jr., Morris Fanad. Funeral service on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 in Christ the Redeemer Church, Rosnakill, with committal afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospital and Irish Heart Foundation, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Margaret Eccles, Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Buncrana Patients Nursing Fund, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Edna Reynolds, St Finian's Park, Moville. Edna's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 10:30 in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Moville Day Centre, care of any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director.